Hey there, and welcome to another daily encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. Today's reading, titled Trusting God in Opposition, was written by Lisa M. Samra. Raised in a tribe in the Philippines, opposed to belief in Christ, Esther received salvation through Jesus after an aunt prayed for her during Esther's battle with a life-threatening illness. Today, Esther leads Bible studies in her local community in spite of threats of violence and even death. She serves joyfully, saying, "I can't stop telling people about Jesus because I've experienced the power, love, goodness, and faithfulness of God in my life." Serving God in the face of opposition is a reality for many today, just as it was for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, three young Israelites living in captivity in Babylon. In the book of Daniel, we learn that they refused to pray to a large golden image of King Nebuchadnezzar, even when threatened with death. The men testified that God was capable of protecting them, but they chose to serve him, even if he didn't rescue them. When they were thrown into the fire, God actually joined them in their suffering. To everyone's amazement, they survived without even a hair of their heads singed. If we face suffering or persecution for an act of faith, ancient and modern examples remind us that God's Spirit is present with us to strengthen and sustain us when we choose to obey him, even if things turn out differently than we hope. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Daniel chapter 3, verses 13 through 18, and verses 25 through 27. Furious with rage, Nebuchadnezzar summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So these men were brought before the king, and Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the image of gold I have set up? Now when you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipe, and all kinds of music, if you are ready to fall down and worship the image I made, very good. But if you do not worship it, you will be thrown immediately into a blazing furnace. Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, "King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up." And now picking up in verse 25, he said, "Look, I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the fourth looks like a son of the gods." Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire, and the satraps, prefects, governors, and royal advisors crowded around them. They saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was a hair of their head singed. Their robes were not scorched, and there was no smell of fire on them. Let's pray. Dear God, when we face opposition or even persecution, help us to cling to you in faith. And thank you, God, for loving us so generously and giving us the perseverance to follow you with joy, even in the face of opposition. That's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.